Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says it would be a disaster for Russia if it chooses to invade Ukraine. Speaking at a White House news conference, President Biden said he does not think that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants war with the West. Biden said he do not think he'll test the United States and NATO as significantly as he can. Yes, I can. He will. And I think he'll pay a serious and dear price for if he doesn't think now will cost him what it's going to cost. The president said that with a stark choice, de-escalation and diplomacy or confrontation and the consequences. Russia has 100,000 troops stationed along its border with Ukraine, and the United States and its NATO allies are concerned that Moscow might be planning to invade its former Soviet state. Russia has denied its planning to invade, but has demanded guarantees that Ukraine would not be allowed to join NATO, a demand the United States opposes. The U.S. Supreme Court is allowing the release of presidential documents sought by the House Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. In a near-unanimous ruling, the High Court has decided to allow the House January 6th Committee to review documents from the Trump White House after President Biden waived executive privilege over the documents. Former President Donald Trump went to court to block access, but rulings by the Federal Appeals Court in Washington allowed the release. Trump had asked the High Court to reverse those rulings. With the High Court's action, the committee is now free to access records that include presidential diaries, visitors' logs, and speech drafts. Via remote, this is VOA News. North Korea is hinting it will resume long-range missile and nuclear tests in response to what it calls the intensifying hostile moves of the United States. Any such tests would significantly escalate U.S.-North Korea tensions, which have already been heightened because of Pyongyang's sixth ballistic missile test to the start of the new year. At a political meeting, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said Wednesday, officials said they would reconsider all the confidence-building measures previously and voluntarily taken by our state and rapidly examine the issue on resuming all actions which had been temporarily suspended, according to the official Korean Central News Agency. That is an apparent reference to Kim's 2018 announcement that he would voluntarily suspend nuclear and intercontinental ballistic missile tests. Already this year, North Korea has conducted two tests of what it described as hypersonic missiles, launched a pair of ballistic missiles from a train, and fired a pair of tactical guided missiles from an airport in Pyongyang. North Korea was especially angered when the U.S. this month imposed unilateral sanctions against five North Koreans linked to Pyongyang's weapons program. Telephone service between Tonga and other countries was partially restored Wednesday, according to the mobile phone network provider Digicel, but the company that provides cable service said full internet connectivity will probably take at least 1 month. Tonga's government and Tonga's Communication Corporation did not immediately comment on the country's communication status. Communication with the island nation of about 100,000 people were cut off Saturday when an underwater volcano exploded, killing at least three people, according to officials, and contaminated much of the country's drinking water with ash. New Zealand said it would send water and essential supplies to Tonga by air, but ash covering the main runway at Tonga's airport delayed the shipment by at least a day. And Gambian President Adama Barrow was sworn in Wednesday after being reelected for a second term after a vote in December. The inauguration ceremony held in the capital, where military procession took place in the stadium packed with supporters. Barrow said his reelection was the product of a call for change, adding, "Today, the Gambia of the past is giving way to a new democratic Gambia where everyone is equal before the law." For more news, as always, we invite you to join us on our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.